Even the beautiful rose has its thorns, as it is with me. I am merely not made up of stunning good looks and a voice that would melt a woman's heart. I do have my darker sides and perhaps my less appealing sides. And today, we will be going over those traits in an episode I like to call Things You Don't Know About Me, the Pet Peeve Edition. One of the things that annoy me to no end is when I'm working on my computer and someone comes up and touches the screen. Of course, I don't mind when someone touches the screen of the iPad because it's made to be touched. But the screen of a monitor that is not a touch monitor is made not to be touched. It is made to be looked at. And I'm especially protective over my MacBook Pro screen. It annoys me to no end, and I feel like ripping the little finger from the hand that touches it. It doesn't matter whose finger it is. The other thing that annoys me is when people drive and they throw their cigarette butts out of their car window, or when they're walking on the sidewalk and casually toss the cigarette butt onto the sidewalk, or even worse, onto the lawn. What gives you the right to litter? This is a subject that was covered extensively in a previous episode. Another thing that annoys me, or would be considered a pet peeve, is sour milk or sour chocolate milk. One of the worst things I can imagine happening is pouring myself a glass of cold, delicious milk and anticipating the thick creaminess of it pouring over my tongue, and instead of the satisfaction of that, I get a sour taste and, God forbid, a chunk of chocolate or white milk that has gone so bad that it is coagulated. It is absolutely frightening to me. I wish that on no one. I will continue. Another one of my pet peeves is being poked on the side of my ribs. You know, the way when somebody comes up to you and with both fingers on the outsides of your ribs, they poke inward. I feel like I'm being electrocuted, and I will be totally afraid to go near that person for could be hours. I will protect my side as if someone is trying to harpoon me. It is a horrible feeling. Please do not ever do that to me. And one of my last pet peeves, perhaps my last one I will discuss today, may touch some of you who listen to this podcast. This pet peeve is when people who make videos or podcasts begin the show by saying, "Hi, guys," or "Hello, guys, I just not blah, blah, blah." That, to me, is a slap in the face. The only people that should be saying, "Hi, guys," or "Hello, everybody," are people at a rock concert. The singer who steps on stage and is in front of 100 or 1,000 or 10,000 people. Podcasting or podcast listening and video watching is a solitary experience. It's personal. What makes you think that the people that are listening to your show are listening with more than one person in the room? I would bet money that you, right now listening to this, are by yourself. And in the very, very low percentage chance that you are with somebody, I will not pay you. I dream of a world one day in podcasting land and YouTube world where people respect the audience they are talking to. You are talking to one person. In my lifetime, if I could contribute to abolishing that, I will have lived a full life. Do you hear me? And please, don't take exception if you are one of those people who haven't really thought about this and come out and say, hey guys, or hello everybody. It's only my opinion, but I feel strongly about it, and I won't deny that I would respect you more as a content provider if you talked to me, not to your imaginary room full of audience members. It's a little bit pompous, I think. But then again, I'm only one person and I am not successful. I am nobody, really. I'm just a man with a mic in front of his face right now. Thank you so much for sitting through this episode of Things You Don't Know About Me, Pet Peeve Edition. And if I remember, I will do another edition of Things You Don't Know About Me, perhaps Happy Things Edition. I don't even know what it's called. You could find this podcast on iTunes. Search for From the Hip with Albert Hafazi. I'm also on Audioboo, Albert H. Also on Twitter, Albert Hafazi, ALBERTHATHAZI. And of course, I am on Instagram, and I am trying to build up a tribe of people who want to see some crazy antics on Snapchat. My Snapchat ID is Gorgar Speaks, GORGARSPEAKS. Yes, that's it. I bid you well for Audio Joe Day 5.